Hello, Texas Value supporters. I regret to inform you that the day has finally come when President Biden erroneously and perhaps illegally rewrote Title IX. Today I release the following quote. The Biden administration's erroneous and illogical rewrite of Title IX is an attack on all women's rights in education and sports that has been protected in law since 1972. Not only is President Biden setting women athletes and professionals back 50 years, he is threatening women and young girls' privacy by allowing any man who claims to identify as a woman to shower and undress next to them in locker rooms. The fact that this rule took 2 years to finalize should have been an obvious sign that this rewrite should have been shredded and never finalized. We will fight this rewrite of Title IX every step of the way in Texas. End quote. Now, as we have discussed this past year, this rewrite does several things that attack the freedoms of not just women and girls, but of all Americans. First of all, it's a direct threat to women's sports. And I don't have to remind you of this, that if we redefine sex as gender identity, then that allows any man who claims to be a woman to be allowed to compete on a woman's sports team. Also, women would be forced to share a locker room with him. We've already seen this tragedy with Riley Gaines having to compete against Leah Thomas and having the trophy taken out of her hands. But not only does it affect sports, this rewrite rewrites so many other things, like parental rights. It even redefines parent to the extent that if your child is undergoing a gender identity transition or crisis, the school can keep that secret from you and allow that child to continue to go under a different name or a different pronoun and encourage that child to undergo the harmful transition of changing their sex. Also, many people are surprised that it even redefines pregnancy. I mean, this rule redefines almost everything. It redefines pregnancy to include the term abortion, basically meaning that if your school takes federal dollars, and remember, this isn't just colleges, this also includes K-12 schools, because K-12 schools receive funding under Title IX also. Redefining pregnancy to include abortion means that schools could be forced to help students get abortions or get information about abortion. And lastly, this is about education as well. Let's not forget that when Title IX was actually presented as legislation, it was presented by Congresswoman Patsy Meek, who was actually discriminated against as a woman by not being allowed to enter into law school. And once she went to law school, she wasn't allowed to sit for the bar. And then once she passed the bar, she was actually discriminated in her job as well. This rewrite of Title IX sets women and children back 50 years, and it's illegal and perhaps illogical, because let's remember that Congress is the branch of government that rewrites laws. Now, this law took 2 years for them to finalize, almost half of President Biden's administration, and the reason for that is because so many people wrote in across the United States, including so many of you, protesting against this rewrite of Title IX. And interesting enough, we remember that last year, the Biden administration Department of Education knew that there was going to be so much pushback by female athletes on the rewrite of Title IX that they created their own separate rule on the issue of women's sports. This rule was no concession at all. It would basically force a female athlete to prove that she's being discriminated against by being forced to compete against a male. Well, we found out last week that the Biden administration didn't want to push forward this rule because they thought it would be a disaster for his reelection. Well, this rule is an even more epic disaster for schools in the United States. But Texas Values has been on the forefront to make sure that women and girls and all Texans are protected from these types of disastrous policies that we see at the federal level. First, we have been on the forefront on passing laws to protect female athletes in K-12 sports and at collegiate sports. We also did something very grand last year by making sure that we protect children from being gender transitioned, protecting them from these harmful procedures that would change their sex. We also have our state pro-life laws. Not only is our state pro-life with the Texas Heartbeat Law and the Human Life Protection Act going into place after Dobbs, but we also have a law, SB 22, passed in 2019, that says government entities can't use taxpayer dollars to fund abortion providers. So even if the Biden administration wants to force schools to fund abortions or give money to abortion providers, we have that protection. And lastly, I testified virtually before the federal government a few weeks ago against this law. Texas Values will continue to fight to make sure we can stop these bad policies at the federal level and make sure that they do not have a negative effect on Texans. But unfortunately, we don't have state laws in these other areas, like protecting women and girls in locker rooms and showers. We don't have a state law protecting parental rights when it comes to schools hiding gender identity from their parents. And we don't have a law that stops social transitions at schools where kids are going under a private identity against the knowledge of their parents at school. That's why we must continue to fight at the state legislature to make sure we are protected on all fronts against these type of policies. If you want to learn more, please visit txvalues.org. Make sure you go to our Texas Values YouTube page as well. That's where you can find our series on the things you need to know about Title IX and other updates that we've given on this issue. Today is a very bad day on these policies, and we will continue to fight to make sure that our federal government doesn't use their abuse of power to try to rewrite law and rewrite reality on what the definition of sex is, which is clearly, by biology and by law, male and female.